Hi everyone, this is Luke Moroney for the Daily Property Search Podcast. And today what I'd like to talk to you all about is auctions. Whether you're a seller in the marketplace or a buyer looking for that property, this is a highly emotional time for everybody involved. If you're a seller, you're looking at trying to maximize your price that you can get of having a lot of competition in the one place at the one time, so bids go up as high as possible. If you're purchasing an auction, you're really trying to get into a circumstance where you're bidding and hopefully you may not even get to a point of getting to the reserve price. You're negotiating through the actual auction period and trying to negotiate as low a price as possible or attractive terms on that particular property. So, you know, as an example, I've previously purchased that auction. I was there one day where I was the only one that turned up to the auction. Then it was a discussion between myself and the vendor at the time through the agent to negotiate a price that we were both going to agree on. I actually went to a situation where my particular bid, which was started at $436,000, and the vendor's reserve price, which was $510,000, we ended up coming in around about halfway in between those two prices. I was able to negotiate quite well on that particular property because, as I said, I was the only one that turned up to that auction. And that's actually the second time that's happened with me in regards to buying at auction. So you have a lot more power, obviously, if there's no competition around as well. So what I'd like to make in terms of looking at auctions is go through a few ideas with you, what you need to look out for. So firstly, have a look at about what the current clearance rates are. Currently in Sydney, we're seeing that clearance rates that are reported by realestate.com.au and domain.com.au are saying that they're, you know, quite low. We're talking about 35 to 45% clearance rates. We saw that in probably 2015, 2016, those clearance rates were over 75, 80%. So things have definitely declined, and that's been an indication of what's been happening in the Sydney property market over the last 12 to 18 months now, where we've had declines in the property prices. So the same thing is really happening with the auction clearance rates. And that can be a good indicator for you or for investors out there or home buyers. When you are looking at the property market and you see a decline or an increase in those auction clearance rates, you can really gives you a really good thought about what's maybe going to happen in the coming pursuing months and the pursuing years, or I'd say, you know, months or maybe 6 to 12 months time, maybe the year ahead, to actually how you sort of gear yourself up for interpreting the data or interpreting where the trend's going. So really important to think about those points and really reflect on what the, because it actually delivers what the confidence is in the marketplace is. Really good to do this with Sydney and Melbourne property markets, but in terms of the rest of the country, not highly in the space of auctions as we do in Sydney and Melbourne. So that's the first point I'd like to make, is in looking at the current clearance. Secondly, we want to look into the data. Now, if you read some of the reports that are given out by those auction clearance rates that are shown in the paper, they'll actually have a listed line there where it says the number of properties that went to auction on that given Saturday. Then below that, they actually state the amount of auctions that were reported on. So whether they passed in or were sold. And then it will give the number of properties that were sold at auction. Now, the number of reported auctions compared to the actual number of auctions can differ at any number of times. So back in 2015, we actually found that the number of auctions reported each and every Saturday to the amount of auctions that were going to go to auction, or properties that were going to go to auction, was around about 80% were reported. We're actually finding that number down below 50% right now. So agents aren't are probably not as forthcoming with the information to the property research companies that are looking to collect the data for the amount of auctions or for the results in those auctions. So we've got a situation, I'll give you an example of that. Imagine there was 1,000 properties that were going to go to auction for that given Saturday, and you might find that the number of reported right now is about 500. And then we might find that the number sold at auction for the number that were reported was 250. So they were report that there was an auction clearance rate of 50%. Then we've got a situation where that 500 of those properties were not reported. So what's the true indication of where the auction clearance rates are? Are they really 50%? Or is that number a lot lower because of those unreported auctions? So we really need to be aware of that. That's an important factor to consider. Third point I'd like to make is in regards to attending auctions in your local area. So or the area that you're buying. So what you want to do is go out there, see what the auctioneer is like in terms of the place you're going to buy or the place you're looking to sell, and get a good idea about the confidence that's in the market and get an idea about how the bids are going and if that property actually gets passed in or if it doesn't hit reserve and then it's negotiated on afterwards. And it just gives you an idea about what's going on in the marketplace if you're out there and attending these auctions and seeing what's actually happening in the market that you're looking to buy or sell in. So hopefully that gives you a bit of better idea about what's happening at auctions, what to look out for, how to prepare yourself. And it's just vitally important to do all these things to make sure that you're getting the best price possible, whether you're a buyer or a seller in the marketplace. Hopefully that helps you the next time you consider being involved in an auction campaign when you're looking to buy or sell. So if you'd like to discuss anything further when it comes to property, whether it be about auctions or about anything else in regards to investing or home buying, please do give me a call and my number is 0400-332-377. Look forward to you bringing you lots more insight in regards to property investing. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.